If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com. Jesse, Webb School has its new head coach, and it's a familiar face to both the Webb community and those of us in Knoxville. I think they make a great hire with Don Mahoney.
Yeah, and a guy that you guys probably know quite a bit. I know he helped Vince out in recent years doing some play-by-play broadcasts of high school football. And this past season, Don Mahoney coached a little offensive line out of Webb School of Knoxville. So it's not like they're bringing in a complete stranger. That guy's been around the program for a little bit now. He knows how it works. He knows all the expectations, and he's been able to see firsthand really the fingerprints of Dave Mesky, the longtime coach there, on that football program. So I thought they made a nice sound hire. And I talked with Don Mahoney the other night after he got hired at Webb School of Knoxville about the transition from college football to high school football and what he plans to do over the next few weeks. And I think right now in the short term, he's got to get that staff together, see kind of what the direction of the program is with all of them involved. And hopefully they all stay together. And I don't know, we might see somebody leave or not. I don't know what those conversations will have to be had between Mahoney and the current staff members there. But there are a lot of good people on that staff that have been winning football games at Webb for a very long time. So we'll see where that goes going into spring practice.
Talking with Jesse Smithy from 5-Star Preps, Don Mahoney getting hired at Webb. How important is it at Webb? I know all the private schools are a little different, divisions they play in, but how important is it for them when it comes to recruiting and bringing in new players?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a zone, right? I mean, you don't just live out near Webb and get to go there. So it's all about finding the right people to play at Webb School in Knoxville. Again, there's a certain type of brand that they have, a certain type of expectations that they have, and I'll say this, life's a little bit easier for Webb in terms of the pressure of getting players now because Lipscomb Academy, which was coached by Trent Dilfer, I mean, he was bringing in guys from all over the country, not just Tennessee and not just Nashville. They are in Division II AAA this coming fall. They have moved up, so they're out of Webb's division. They eliminated Webb in the Division II playoffs in the state semifinals. So now that they're out of the picture, the pressure to try to live up to Lipscomb Academy or catch up to Lipscomb Academy is not there for Webb School of Knoxville anymore. So, but it's definitely important, Eric. I mean, getting back to your original question, I mean, those guys are having to go up against some of the bigger private schools, not just in East Tennessee, but the state, especially in the mid-state area where the population is bigger. So it's imperative they get some premier athletes, and they have some of that right now, but it's going to be incumbent upon Don Mahoney and his staff to make sure that the coming seasons, the cupboard's full there as well.
Talking to Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com. We have some unsigned athletes that made a huge impact on high school football in this area this past fall. I know you have a couple of stories highlighting them, highlighting a couple of those players right now at 5starpreps.com. But I'm very interested in Braden Latham. Had the opportunity to see him play for West a couple of times this year. What does the recruiting world hold for him as we head into that February signing period?
Yeah, so I think right now he's kind of mulling over his options, and he got a big option that fell on his lap late last week where Eastern Kentucky kind of came into the realm there and put an offer on the table, a really nice offer for Braden Latham, and who was a Mr. Football finalist this past year and, of course, led West to a state championship. And just a guy that developed and evolved and kind of blossomed late in the latter years of his high school career. So maybe he wasn't on the big recruiting radars because, you know, his name wasn't out there yet as an eighth grader, ninth grader, even a 10th grader. But you could really start to see in his 11th grade year that, okay, this guy has college potential, and then he got even better as a senior. And so right now, again, I think he's kind of weighing this Eastern Kentucky offer over some other offers that he's gotten through the course of the season, going to take as many visits as he can over the next few weeks as they approach the February 1st signing day. But I know he was really impressed when I talked to him late last week about what Eastern Kentucky offered, so kind of keep an eye on them.
Let's switch to basketball. We've been following the Bearden girls all year. They've continued their undefeated run. They had a huge test with one of the other top teams in the state in Heritage on Tuesday night. What did Bearden kind of prove as their season continues to roll on there on Tuesday night?
I think the big thing that they proved Tuesday night is they can win without Avery Treadwell. They're 6'3" post players going to Florida State. If she happens to be in foul trouble, the girls around her can pick up the slack. And this was a game of state-ranked teams. Heritage coming into the game only had one loss. Bearden was undefeated. It was on the road at Heritage, so hostile environment. Your senior, your likely missed basketball finalist, possible winner, is kind of saddled with foul trouble here and there, and they still won that basketball game on the road, I think by double digits. And Natalia Hodge, freshman guard, 24 points, I mean, just was phenomenal in that game. This is not your normal freshman, okay? This is going to be a girl who plays, or a young lady who plays college basketball at a very high level. And you can see flashes of that. We saw a big flash of it Tuesday night. 24 points, making three-pointers, making clutch plays, and just, again, the role players on that Bearden team, I thought, came up with some big plays as well. And Avery still had a good night, Avery Treadwell. Still had a good night when she was able to be on the floor, but that was big for Bearden going towards the playoffs, that they know that if worst case scenario happens and Avery's on the bench in the first half with two or three fouls because she's 6'3" and she plays physical, then they can still win a meaningful basketball game.
Let's switch to the boys' side. Who are some of the teams that at this point are still really impressing and are still building towards something big here in the postseason?
Well, we've got two surprise teams that we're watching in boys basketball in Class 4A, right? It's William Blount, who's now the number one team in the state, according to the Associated Press. And then Hardin Valley, which beat William Blount last week, is state-ranked as well. They beat Maryville in double overtime Tuesday night. This is a Hardin Valley team that's never been ranked. And so it's handling the expectations in the spotlight of that, I think, very well. They have a new coach in Andy Arndt, who's got them at 18-3 and undefeated in district play. And so those two teams right now are your Cinderella stories. And we're watching them closely as we get closer to postseason time. There's a lot of big games in District 4, 4A that have to be played over the next 2 to 3 weeks involving those two teams. And we know how difficult that district is with the likes of Farragut and Bearden and Maryville. And so a lot has to be decided over the next few weeks. But kind of cool to see two programs that aren't your typical contenders at this time of the year have those historical seasons, and just to kind of see what happens with that over the next couple of weeks.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So what are we looking forward to this weekend? What kind of games we got coming up?
Yeah, big games coming up this week, Eric. On Friday, again, I mentioned Hardin Valley. They play at Bearden. Bearden boys basketball team has been one of the state's best over the last handful of years or so under Jeremy Parrott. They've won state championships. They were in the state championship game last year, lost in overtime, graduated a lot of talent off that team, and we're starting to see that Bearden team with all its new players really come of age right now. And so they host Hardin Valley on Friday night. The Farragut Heritage girls will play Friday night, so that's a key district game. But the premier game, or I should say games, of Friday night, Catholic at Webb. Brian Rice can attest to the intensity of that
yes.
rivalry between those two schools. And when you pack it inside of a high school gym, it's absolutely bonkers. And it's going to be bonkers Friday night at Webb School in Knoxville. Catholic and Webb girls, both big-time programs, both with state championship aspirations, and I can say the exact same thing about those two boys' basketball programs in those schools. So you are not going to find a better doubleheader in Knoxville, maybe the state, than Catholic at Webb on Friday night.
Nice.
Jesse, always appreciate the time each Thursday. What are people looking for at 5starpreps.com beyond coverage of some of those great games that you mentioned there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be covering those games, but something to keep an eye on today, the TSSAA Legislative Council has called a special meeting to revisit whether or not they should sanction high school lacrosse. And this has been a topic over the last 2 years that's really been under the microscope. And so I think we're getting closer and closer, possibly today, of adding lacrosse under the TSSAA umbrella of sports that they sanction. So keep an eye on that today. They're also, I think, going to be talking about NIL. They don't call it NIL. They call it the amateur rule, but it's NIL, right? And so they're going to be going over, I think, some guidelines. They ratified that back in December and made it effective immediately without any type of guidelines in place. So now they're kind of seeing the error of their ways and going to be discussing that more at length today and possibly putting some things in place in terms of how to police it and enforce it. So all that happens at 11 o'clock. We'll be tweeting out some updates and putting out a story today.
Jesse, always appreciate the time. We will talk to you again next Thursday. Encourage everybody to check out all the coverage of you and the great staff at 5starpreps.com.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.